We have a choice to make. Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths, proclaims the prophet Isaiah. Is this proclamation a call to violence? Are we to take up arms and vanquish the enemies of the Lord? And are we supposed to go around denouncing the sins of others and so purify the world? Or, alternatively, is this a call to love, a plea to wait patiently for the advent of the Lord by living out his commandments and trusting in him? For the majority of us, hopefully all of us, the latter is the obvious answer. Unfortunately, for too many, it is the former. Religious fanaticism has been a plague on every age. Fanaticism preys on our desire to simplify our complicated lives. We want answers. We want simple, easy to understand solutions, and fanatics will give them to us. They will reduce our world, our daily choices, to a set of black and white options. They will cut down the mysteries of faith to mottos, memes, and slogans, with which we can decorate our social media and comfort ourselves when confronted by the complexities of life. However, this is all on the surface. Digging deeper, we see that the heart of fanaticism is an insatiable desire to control. It is an attempt to control the world and to control God. If we just make ourselves good enough, God will have to come to our aid. If we say the right prayers every day, then God will have to help us. He will have to give us what we want. This way of seeing the world, of using religion, is seductive. It is a temptation that we will all face. Our lives are complicated, and this system of thinking gives us answers. It reaches out to the discouraged, the outsider, the forgotten of society, and it offers them a way to demonize their oppressors, real or perceived, to declare themselves saints and everyone else sinners. It offers to all, no matter their place or level in society, one more element of control, one more way to take what they want from the world. But God has called us to a different way of life, a life of tensions and trust, an experience of waiting on God to act within us rather than coercing him into giving us what we want. Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. This is the announcement of the gospel message. This is our vocation. God loves us. God forgives us. God has created us to be imitators of himself. And so we are to go out and love and forgive just as he has done. This season of Advent is a time of preparation, a time of waiting on God, not by trying to force God's hand or by reducing issues to black and white, but by embracing the complexities of our lives with full confidence that God's grace is sufficient to bring us through. When God became man on that first Christmas, he did not merely put on a human suit. He took on the whole of the human condition. He entered into the complexities of our lives and made even our ordinary lives holy. Yes, our lives are stressful, and we all face many challenges, but God is with us, and he will come again to take away our sorrows and our pains. But we are called to wait, to let go of our desires to control, to bear the weight patiently, trusting in his providence, believing that he will fulfill his promise in due time. And while we wait, we are to prepare for his coming by imitating him and proclaiming him to all peoples. We cannot control God. We cannot speed up his timetable, but we can make him more visible in the world. We can make God evident in the world by our actions. Each one of us has experienced the love of God, the mercy of God, and his comforting presence. So let us go out into the world and show that same love, compassion, and comfort. Let us feed the hungry, comfort the sorrowing, shelter the homeless, forgive those who wrong us, protect the refugee, and bring God's love into every life. This is true faith. This is the correct preparation for the second advent of our God.